Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Roy, a huge breakthrough in marine science this week. A biologist named David Skolnick has created the world's first what for live shrimp. Live shrimp have never had this before, and now they do.
Marine scientists.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those obstacle courses.
You're actually kind of close. I will give you a hint. The biologist's next invention will be little TVs they can put up on the wall in front of it.
An iPod? Treadmills?
Treadmills.
Yes. For shrimp.
Treadmills for shrimp.
They haven't noticed they don't actually have legs.
They do. They have many little legs,
little
Sue.
Legs, yeah.
By the time they get to you, Sue, usually they've been removed, but in their natural state. Prior to the cocktail sauce, that's they actually have legs.
Well, is it? Are they? That's not good for your knees, though. Are they ellipticals, or are they? Because that would be better for them.
No, let me explain. Skolnick is researching the effect of disease on the performance of marine animals. So he needed to see how the little creatures do when they're sick. So he put a conveyor belt in a tank of seawater and
made them really sick.
No, it's like a crustacean health club.
Is it a really pickup-y scene there?
Oh, it's terrible.
Look at that hot prawn over there.
Shrimps are walking up to each other going, hey, you like to work out? I like to work out. The only problem is if the shrimp really take to the treadmills, there'll be no more jumbo shrimp. By the way, we will post a link to a video of this. It really is the funniest shrimp-related film you will see this year.
I wonder which animals are the trainers, the personal trainers in the gym.
But the lobsters are going, come on, feel the burn. What?
The muscles must be.
Oh, the muscles. Yes, muscles.
Yes.